Now I'd like to introduce Dr. Karen Freund. Dr. Freund is a health disparities researcher and primary care physician with a focus on cancer prevention and patient navigation. She is one of the principal investigators and chairs of the Design and Analysis Committee of the NCI-funded Patient Navigation Research Program. She is associate director of the Tufts Clinical Translational Science Institute.
Thank you all for being here this morning, and I'm very excited to be presenting here on behalf of my colleagues at Boston University and our whole consortium with the Patient Navigation Research Project. Let's see which of these will work. Good. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So we've had a lot of discussion today about the definitions of navigation and the variability in navigation, which really complicates how we interpret the evidence of outcomes that we have. And there's really a need to characterize what navigators are actually doing and measure this. If we plan to take sort of patient navigation beyond the sort of cottage industry, everybody sort of developing their own project, to really something that could be standardized, something that could be reimbursed, and something that could be part of usual care, as opposed to something that each of us have to find the right foundation to cobblestone resources in order to have it work. So there's really a need to determine the associations between the activities that our navigators are doing and which of those activities are really associated with good patient outcomes. This work comes out of the National Patient Navigation Research Program, which was a nine-site project with the plan to look at outcomes around patient navigation. We define navigation for our project as the goal was to facilitate timely access to quality care in a culturally sensitive manner. Our navigators provided guidance and support to reduce barriers to accessing care. The primary goal was to improve timely follow-up and quality of care. And I think importantly, our navigation model had the navigators embedded within the clinical care system. So to give you some sense of the study, I'm presenting work today that was based on the part of the trial that looked from abnormal cancer screening through cancer diagnosis. I'm not going to report today on the treatment part of the trial. But as you can see, we did a study with over 10,000 subjects. We were able to recruit from a very diverse population across the country, with about a quarter of our population white, about a third African American, and over a third Hispanic. They were certainly an underserved group, with almost a third having no insurance and about 40% publicly insured. Most of the patients had abnormal breast or cervical cancer screening abnormalities, which is why most of the patients were women. This is the overall findings of our study. We've already published this information about a year ago. For those of you that aren't familiar with these forest plots, each of these squares indicates the effect size of one of our sites for one of the specific different kinds of cancer screening. That solid line in the middle of the one is if there's no benefit. So anything that's on the right of that indicates that there's a benefit of navigation compared to the controls. Anything that's on the left side indicates that there was actually a benefit of the controls. And that diamond gives the overall effect size across the whole study. So you can see that the diamond is to the right of the solid line, meaning that we showed the benefit of navigation overall. But the other thing that's pretty noteworthy is that there's a lot of variation where those black squares are. So there's a lot of variability across our sites in terms of the impact of navigation, the effect of navigation. So can we explain some of that difference by what the navigators were doing at each of the sites? We had a standardized training, we had standardized metrics, we had standardized formats, but really developing a system where you can implement an intervention such as navigation and have it be standardized is a real challenge. And I think it's one of the challenges as we go to policymakers and try to figure out how to get navigation funded as part of routine care. So the questions that this particular study was wanting to address was to really understand this variability of effect size across the sites. And could we define activities or tasks that navigators are doing that were associated with more timely care? And could we then start to describe what navigators do towards a standard definition of patient navigation? So we developed in our group a method of directly observing navigators at work. Rather than asking navigators what they were doing, we actually watched navigators at their sites. We conducted a study which included eight of the nine sites. Each site had between 2 to 7 navigators that were observed. And our observation protocol included both quantitative counts of what they were doing, as well as qualitative field notes. These were recorded every 15 minutes, so every 15 minutes we described what the navigator was doing. We observed navigators between 2 to 7 hours, and there were multiple observations per navigator. Now, we developed an observational tool that kind of came across a list of tasks that navigators could do and the network of people they were doing them with. And I think I'm going to show this on our grid, because I think the grid sort of describes this, where you can sort of think here on the left of a set of tasks that navigators could do. The navigators could be working with specific patients, facilitating for specific patients. They could be maintaining systems that would help the entire system, not specifically for a given patient, but across for all patients. They could be conducting documentation. And then there was sort of a lumped group of other tasks that didn't really fall into any of those categories. And then you could think about who the navigators were working with for each of those tasks. Now, the blacked out cells indicate cells where it really doesn't make sense. So if they're navigating with a specific patient, then that's clearly something they're only doing with a patient and they're not doing with the other four sort of categories of networks. Facilitating for patients, they wouldn't be doing that with a patient, but would be doing that with providers, with non-clinical staff, or with supports outside. They could be maintaining systems and documenting. Now, you'll notice we've got patients as one of the networks, providers, non-clinical staff, supports, and then this last one, EMR, or medical records. Because we found that navigators were spending so much of their time with actual documentation, and so much time, as all of us do, sitting with our electronic tablets and computers, we actually included that as a separate interface or a separate network. So we used this mixed methods approach. We first developed an effect size that correlated the effect size of each of the navigator sites with the frequency that the navigators at that site were doing each of these tasks and networks. We then examined which of these correlations were associated with better, more timely care or with less timely care. So which navigator tasks and activities were associated with those sites who actually were getting their patients through care in a more efficient fashion. We then went back and looked at the field notes that our observers wrote to give some examples of these activities and tasks to give some context for our study. So to give you some sense, we recorded 133 sessions with quite a wide number of navigators. So we had a lot of rich data, and this wasn't just from a few navigators, this was across an entire system. So first of all, I'm just going to show you the number of times in these counts every hour for every 15-minute slot, which were the most common activities that the navigators were involved with. And I think I want to point out two issues here. There were two most common things that navigators did. The first is that navigators worked with specific patients. Now, that kind of makes sense. That's what we think is at the core of what navigators are doing. They're working with specific patients. But what is the second most common thing they're doing? They are documenting what they are doing. And anybody who's a provider knows that right now we spend so much time with documentation. And that's even though there's no standards now, we have already developed systems where navigators spend a significant amount of their time in documentation. So now this is my audience participation. I'm going to ask you to vote. Which of these task and network cells would you hypothesize would be associated with improved care, most timely care? So I've heard number one, navigating with patients.
Provider
facilitating.
Other system.
Someone saying other system. Well, this is what we found. We found that anything that the navigators were doing with patients, whether it was something that was specifically navigating with the patient, or even these other tasks that didn't even seem to be directly affiliated with navigation, those were associated significantly with more timely care. And anything that the navigators were doing that was facilitating for specific patients, working with the physicians or with the nurses for a specific patient, working with the support staff to reschedule an appointment, or working with support staff, those were the things that were associated with more timely care. So here's what some of the data looks like. This is the association Now I've got a diamond for each of our sites, the effect size and the correlation with the frequency of the navigators working directly with patients. And here's another example. Here's now the association of the navigators working with the non-clinical staff and its effect on the association of navigation. And let me just give you a couple of examples from the field notes. So this was one navigator working with one particular patient, going through her medical record, realizing she needed a colposcopy, calling the patient, giving her some education, brief explanation about the colposcopy. She's trying to figure out if there's some way she can get the patient in earlier since there's a cancellation. She asks the patient about potential childcare barriers and how to address these. And then there was this great little interface where the patient was really quite fearful and had a lot of questions about where she got this HPV, and the field notes recorded the navigator's end of the conversation. Don't be worrying. You're not going to be able to know who you contracted it from. There's just no way. So don't go attack your partner. There's nothing he could do. It doesn't affect him the same way. Or here's another example now about a navigator facilitating with a provider. And then the field notes here, the navigator's in her office, and one of the gynecologists in the office stops by. The navigator asks the gynecologist to double check to see if everything is all set with patient 13 and whether she's had all of her care completed and whether she can end navigation. The gynecologist agrees. But then he starts to talk with her about patient 4 to make sure that the navigator knows that there was a change in the treatment plan and there was a change in what the navigator would need to do. The navigator tells him that she's up to date and she knows about that. So another example about this interface. All right, so now I'm going to come back to you and ask, which of these tasks and networks do you think might detract from care?
Documentation.
So what we found is it wasn't about the time you spent documenting on a specific patient, but it was this issue about documentation and developing systems. The more the navigators spent on trying to fix the systems of documentation, the more it seemed to be taking away from the care that they were providing for their clients. And so here's an example of this miscellaneous medical record tasks and its effect on navigation. And here you have this very nice negative slope as opposed to the positive slopes I showed you before. And so here's an example, patient navigator 15, the patient kept her appointment. The navigator copies the notes on the lab results into the electronic medical record. She copies the follow-up plan. She confirms the appointment. And she's spending her time updating the database. So in summary, we found a large amount of variability in the effectiveness of navigation programs within the national NCI-funded patient navigation program. We've defined a set of tasks, and we've determined that certain tasks are targeted at specific patients seem to be the ones that are the most effective. Those tasks that are associated with general documentation really seem to detract from the navigator's work. And we think this is one step towards defining and quantifying navigation tasks towards standardization within the field. And I'd like to thank my collaborators at BU, our funders, and our entire support team and colleagues as part of the patient navigation research project. Thank you.